Hello and welcome to episode 25 of the Dare to Dream Bigger business podcast with me, your host, Claire Yosa, mentor to passionate world changers. For the show notes and deep dive resources in today's episode, go to dtdbpodcast.biz/025. Welcome to today's podcast. I've had a couple of weeks off because it's been the summer holidays and my birthday. And just before we get started today, I want to let you know about my birthday gift to you. If you are finding making a difference in the world is depleting your batteries, draining your energy, and you really want to be able to de-stress, I ran a 5-day live challenge last week, which was my gift to everybody on my birthday. In it, I shared with you gems from the world of NLP, meditation, yoga, all that's been through my inner engineer's BS filters. It's all practical, down-to-earth stuff that you can do to feel less stressed, stop the energy drains, and boost your energy levels. If you'd like to join us, you still can at daretodreambigger.biz/how-to-de-stress. I'd love to share that with you. Now, today, I want to talk to you about the green-eyed monster. Yeah, it's lurking there deep inside most of us. Just when you're getting excited about something you want to do, some inspired action you want to take, out it crawls from behind its favourite rock and it just says, you'll never be as good as so-and-so. Or just have a look at how great they're doing. The green-eyed monster. Jealousy. The curse of comparison. I've been writing about this today for the final edits I'm doing for the manuscript of the Dare to Dream Bigger handbook. It's the inside work handbook for entrepreneurs and passionate world changers. If you've not got your copy yet, you can go to www.daretodreambiggerhandbook.com and pre-order it for some incredible bonuses and goodies. The curse of comparison. Today I've been talking about how it's the quickest way to kill your creativity. You're feeling inspired. You pop online, you don't even realise that you've just been comparing yourself to a total random stranger on the internet, and you end up feeling lousy. What can you do? What can you do? It derails us. It knocks our confidence. It stops us stepping into our soul shoes and being who we really are with heart and soul. And I know because I've been there too. So here is some of what I have been sharing in the Dare to Dream Bigger handbook. So the first one is a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. I love this one. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Okay. In other words, the fact that that person has got the super glossy photos and the professional graphic designer can't make you feel inferior unless you've already got a button in there to press. If you're really living your dharma, your life's path, and you're confident, you'll see that other person, you'll go, yay, they've done a good job. I do a good job too. Most of us don't have that level of confidence, and that's okay. You don't have to wait till you have that perfect rock star confidence to begin. But you do need to be able to spot when your inner critic is using somebody else's glossy perfection to beat you up. Okay, so if you find that your jealousy, your green-eyed monster, that curse of comparison is coming up regularly from particular people or on particular topics, then you can turn this around to actually make a positive difference for you. Look at what it is you're scared of. What do you think you're not good enough at? What do you think you're lacking compared to them? And go and deal with it. Either prove to yourself that's not true and you are more than good enough, or if it's a genuine skill or characteristic you need to go and work on, go and take some action. When you release that button, that trigger point, those things won't bother you anymore. The other thing is to really, day to day, get off the complaining train. So many of us tell ourselves stories about everything that's wrong, either about the outside world or how terrible we are and we're not good enough. Again, I'm with you. I've been there, yeah? I am not sitting in an ivory tower on this. When your inner commentary is stuck on the complaining train, you're much more likely to go to the outside world and spot examples that you can use to beat yourself up. Why? Because There's this bit in your brain, the RAS, the reticular activating system. It's the bit that when you buy a red car, suddenly every car on the road is red. It's the bit that if you believe you're lousy at doing presentations, you can do the best presentation you've ever done, and what you'll remember is that one eyebrow lift from a random person in the audience who you don't realise had just checked a text. It was nothing about you. Yeah, it's the bit that filters the information that we consciously become aware of so that you don't have to monitor constantly the blood pressure in the little toe on your left foot. The thing is, we train it. If you keep feeding thoughts of, I'm not good enough, I'm not clever enough, I'm not ready, who would listen to me, who am I to do this? You've trained those filters in your brain to spot evidence in the outside world to support that. And the brilliant news is you can untrain them. Okay? You can use my 1-3 method every time you find yourself beating yourself up. 1, accept you did it. Yeah? Don't beat yourself up about beating yourself up. Can you imagine how that becomes a kind of a negative spiral? So 1 is just pause. Okay, that was a beating myself up thought. The 1-3 is you move from 1 beating up thought to 3 thoughts about things you appreciate about yourself. Things you're doing well. Okay, so I just thought that beating up thought. Right, now here are 3 things I've done really well this week. And be specific. Get down to the detail. Stuff that your mind can't object to. Why be specific? Because then it's evidence. And then your mind will see that evidence and go, actually, I can't dispute that. If you find a but coming up, yeah, okay, great, so you did that well, but great, do another 1-3. A ratio of 1-3, if you did that every day for 60 seconds, just a few times a day, you'll find you won't beat yourself up so much, and then comparing yourself with others won't hurt. So the other thing is, it's also, jealousy can be a way of triggering a message from your unconscious mind that it's time to step up. Okay, if you want to make a difference in the world, it might be that you've just seen somebody posting about something that's gone really well for them, and it hits your, that's not fair, jealousy monster. We've all got it, yeah? That means there's part of you that's saying, it's time to look in the mirror. I need you to play bigger. And that's okay. Use it as inspiration and butt kicking to get out there taking inspired action. The other thing you can do this for is as a sanity check. Okay, so who am I that this thing has just pressed my button? Is that who I really want to be? Is there an old belief, a habit, or something like that that I want to release because I don't want to react that way anymore? Use it as a way of increasing your self-awareness. Yeah? Now, the other thing to bear in mind is comparing yourself with random strangers on the internet isn't actually helpful, okay? None of us put up the photos of bed hair, yeah? None of us put up the photos of makeup halfway down our faces because we've just laughed ourselves stupid or cried ourselves stupid. We don't put up the brown stuff. What you see in social media is the good stuff. You're comparing yourself with a complete stranger on the internet, and you are comparing yourself to the most positive aspects of their life. And so much of what we're seeing is embellished, sometimes to the point of it losing all touch with reality. Okay, I know health food gurus who are, you know, selling expensive courses using 5-year out-of-date publicity photos because they don't want you to know they've gained 3 stone because they've gone back to being addicted to wheat, sugar and booze and fags. I'm in no way judging them for that, but the fact is, you're not always seeing reality. You are comparing yourself to a glossy vision. Yeah, people put their highlights out there on social media, so comparing yourself doesn't really help. If you compared yourself with yourself, though, you can actually really use it to motivate yourself. So this is one of the techniques I also talk about in step 7 in the Dare to Dream Bigger handbook. It's step 7 of 7. The final step is to celebrate your successes. Okay, this is how to turn your inner critic into your own personal virtual cheerleader. If you had a daily routine of having gratitude for and acknowledging every tiny thing you achieved and every success you had, you would build your self-esteem so fast and so strongly and so healthily that when you find other people's stuff out there on the internet, you wouldn't be bothered by it anymore because you'd know how good you are. You'd know how the world needs your unique voice and your unique message. And the audience that you've been looking for is out there desperate for you to let them find you. If you celebrate your successes step by step, you'll build your confidence and the green-eyed monster doesn't need to come and play anymore. So I'm curious, have you been feeling cursed by the green-eyed monster? If you were to ask yourself about that situation, what's real in this? Is there a message? Is there something I can learn? How might that help? Are there actions that maybe you know you need to have been taking that you've been putting off that the green-eyed monster is simply letting you know about? And how could you crank up the thermostat on the dial of the dial on the thermostat of your inner confidence so that the green-eyed monster didn't need to bother you anymore? I'd love to hear from you. What actions are you going to take? What light bulbs have you had? And how could you let your light shine more brightly despite the curse of comparison today and every day? And if you found this useful, please, please, please make sure you've got your copy of the Dare to Dream Bigger handbook. I take you through the 7 stages of making a bigger difference in the world, okay? This is pulled out from the nuggets of 14 years of working with people on this, of helping them, mentoring, running courses, you name it. You start with total clarity about what you want because it's amazing. When I talk to fellow mentors, so few people have that level of clarity. Then you build up your confidence so that you have your own version of inner rock star confidence, because confidence means nothing has to feel impossible anymore. Then you work on your credibility action plan, because credibility is what gets your message cutting through the noise like butter through a knife. Then we move on to connection with yourself. That's really important. You'll find out why in the book. It's amazingly easy and it's transformational. Connection with your dream audience so that you no longer have to chase them and they flock to you like moths to a flame. And connection with your dream team so that you feel supported and you don't need to run on empty and risk burnout just to make a difference in the world. Then we get to creativity, step 5. That's your inspired action. That's where you get to make the difference and you don't take actions that leave you drowning in overwhelm. These are the inspired actions that create breakthroughs. Step 6 is about commitment. Once the initial excitement of that really cool idea has disappeared, because it does, it's hard to keep going, even if you're secretly not in the mood. I'm sharing some real gems, insider secrets here on how to motivate yourself and how to keep that going and how to get yourself supported. So actually, you might not even have to experience that phase. And then step 7 is celebrating. That's turning your inner critic into your biggest cheerleader so that you can feel positive about the difference you make and notice it as you're making it. If that resonates with you and you would like the absolute no holds barred how-to on it, I am sharing it with you. DareToDreamBiggerHandbook.com. Go and get your copy today and join us in the Reader's Club. And if you found today's installment useful, please share it far and wide on social media. Subscribe to it on iTunes, the Dare to Dream Bigger podcast. And come to the show notes, dtdbpodcast.biz/025, to make sure you're getting my weekly newsletter with all sorts of gorgeous bonuses and gifts only for my fantastic subscribers. I hope you found that useful today. It's time to wave bye-bye to the curse of the green-eyed monster. And I will be back next week with episode 26. I hope you have a fantastic week.